Hi, it's Jeff Alpa, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Anytime I do a show, a video, write an article about recruiters, it is a very charged topic. There is a lot of hatred directed toward the search profession, whether it's contingency or retained. It's immature, but I'm not going to go down that road today. I'll just simply say that job hunters are not pristine in this either. There are a lot of you who go out of their way to steal from recruiters, and I address that in this show. So if you have a beef here, I apologize, but hear me out. Hear me out on what I think. You'd like most of my content, you may change your mind. And if you do, if you want help from someone who has done recruiting for a long time, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site where I work as an ally for you. I'm not your headhunter. I'm your coach trying to help you find work. So jobsearchcoachinghq.com, come on over, join, and now listen to today's show. You probably don't think of it this way, but let me clear it up. When you see an ad from a recruiter and it refers to a job online and you go to yourself, hey, I think I know who that firm is that they're advertising for. I'm going to contact them directly. You're stealing. You're taking information that you learned about and you're using it for your own purposes. Now, I want you to understand, it's not the smartest move in the world. Why? The recruiter has a relationship with this firm. They know more than you about the organization. They can handle your scheduling. They can help you tailor your resume to what the job is about based upon some of the nuances that they've been told about the position that they're not advertising. Why would you go around them? So you can save the firm money? It costs you so much more because I'll tell you, 95 times out of 100, people don't get the job that they apply to directly without the coaching of a recruiter. So foolishly, you think you're doing the company a favor. In fact, what you're doing is hurting yourself and you're stealing. You're stealing that information to use it for your own purposes without any consideration for the impact on the other person. Be considerate. Be kind. I talked to a friend of mine who's a recruiter from another firm who told me about two instances where people saw one of her postings and they went directly to a client. And the client dismissed these people but told her the story about it because it was real clear that these people had come through seeing that advertising. All I'll say is don't do it. What do you get out of it? You feel good about this? You feel like you were tricky and you're better than the recruiter, or you're going to get back at a recruiter who you don't even know for all the things that have happened to you by recruiters? Stop it. Seriously, just be considerate to everyone that you meet professionally because you don't know when it's going to come back and help you or hurt you. Help you because you were considerate to the other person, hurt you because you acted obnoxiously. So this show is called No BS Job Search Advice for a reason. That's what I try to deliver in each show, and that's what I believe I delivered today. Advice to the point, no BS. And if that's what you look for, if you find this show is helpful, give it 5 stars in iTunes and Stitcher or whatever service you listen to the show on. It helps other people discover it. It helps drive more traffic to the show and supports all the work that I do. And if you want me to help you directly, join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site where I provide great curated information to help you with your job search. And it also allows you to ask me questions. Because right now, most job hunters I know, well, let me put it differently. When you talk to a recruiter, do you think they're working for you or for themselves? And of course they're working for themselves. They're trying to earn a fee. And when you're talking to a corporation, are they trying to help you or themselves? They're helping themselves. So who do you turn to? Well, most people turn to colleagues, friends, family, maybe even a former manager who knows as little as they do about job hunting. Even that former manager, I'll tell you point blank, former managers struggle mightily when they're out looking for work. And if they knew so much, fact of the matter is they find work more easily. So I play here as an honest broker. I'm working for you. I'm not influenced by a fee. I'm just trying to help you find work. The site is inexpensive. In beta now, it is $24.99 per month, less if you take it for a longer period of time. Great information, the ability to ask me questions. It is dirt cheap. So come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, and I'll be back tomorrow with more no BS job search advice. Have a great day. Take care.